Ballot chasing operations led by Turning Point Action made difference in 2024. By Matthew Boyle on November 12, 2024. Turning Point Action's plans to chase ballots in key swing states seem to have made the difference in helping put former President Donald Trump, now again the president-elect, over the top in his comeback bid for the White House. Charlie Kirk, Turning Point's top activist, announced on social media in the aftermath of the election the numbers of ballots the organization chased in key battleground states of Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada, helping contribute to flipping each state. While many in media scoffed at outside groups' efforts to handle most of the ground game efforts for Republicans, Breitbart News regularly covered Turning Point Action's efforts in in-depth pieces throughout the year. One key article that featured an interview with Turning Point's Tyler Boyer laid out how Boyer was comparing the effort to the famous baseball story of Moneyball, where statistics plus performance drove results. In Arizona, where the group's focus was most intense, Trump's victory over Vice President Kamala Harris is currently around 185,000 votes. And Kirk said that Turning Point Action chased more than 200,000 ballots from low-propensity voters. Trump won Wisconsin, the group's second most active state, by around 30,000 votes, and Kirk said that Turning Point Action chased about 60,000 such low-propensity votes there. Turning Point Action was also active chasing ballots in two key congressional districts in battleground states, Michigan's 7th District and Nevada's 3rd District. In Michigan's 7th, Republican Tom Barrett won by about 17,000 votes, flipping the seat from Democrat hands, and Kirk said Turning Point Action chased around 14,000 votes there. In Nevada, while Democrats held the 3rd District congressional seat, Turning Point Action chased more than 6,000 low-propensity votes, helping ultimately flip the state for the first time in decades in the presidential race. Kirk noted that his group had more than 1,000 full-time staffers through the election, and thousands more volunteers, and partnered with other groups like Pennsylvania Chase led by Cliff Maloney and Scott Pressler's Early Vote Action, as well as with several state Republican parties. In addition to the presidential race, too, the organization may have made the difference in the House majority for Republicans, at least in some key battleground districts. On Monday evening, just under a week after the election when Republicans had their 218th race call as Representative Juan Cisco Mani, R. Oz, won re-election, thereby formally holding the majority. Kirk revealed that Turning Point Action staff and activists chased about 20,000 ballots in his district. Cisco Mani's margin of victory was under 5,000 votes when the race was called, so this effort clearly helped push him and House Republicans over the top too.